We're doing Netivot Shalom on Parshat Toledot, and the subject is Vayishmo Mitzvotai Chukotai V'Torotai. The parasha says, Ekev Asher Shama Avram Bekoli. I love Avram. Avram watched he listened to what I told him. Vayishmo Mishmati Mitzvotai Chukotai V'Torotai. He watched my prohibitions, my commandments, my statutes, my Torah. V'amru Chazal al zeh, our sages say, based on this verse, Kiyem Avram Avinu Kol HaTorah Kula, that Abraham kept the whole Torah. You see, the verse says he kept everything. So that's our sages took it literally. So we have to understand, why is it that among all the patriarchs, the only one that the Torah explicitly states kept the Torah is Avram? The other patriarchs don't have such a verse describing them as having observed the full Torah. We also have to understand, going in line with this, why was Avram the only one who had 10 tests? Ukom Ramzal, as our sages say, the Mishnah says Avram had 10 tests and he stood up to all of them. By Yitzchak Yaakov, we don't find that they had 10 tests. Further, we find that only about Avram is it mentioned his heights, his spiritual heights. Like Rashi says, Avram turns to Sarah and says, I now know you're a beautiful woman. The pasuk is telling you that until then he never looked at her. They were so modest. He never stood and said, well, I have a gorgeous wife. We have to understand why. Why is it that by Avram we get these details of his spirituality? You don't hear about Yaakov looking at Rachel or not, Yitzchak looking at Rebekah or not. You don't get those details. Why? So the Holy Zohar writes that the idea of the wells that the Philistines filled is that when Avram dug the wells, what it means is Avram brought sources of water to the world. In other words, Avram brought education to the world. The wells are a metaphor for the teachings of Avram. Avram taught the world to serve Hashem, to be monotheist. When it says Avram uncovered the wells, he dug the wells, it means that Avram uncovered that knowledge. Avram uncovered within humanity that potential to be monotheist. And when Avram died, the Philistines filled up the wells, says the Zohar. It means the Philistines did everything they could to reinstate paganism, to undo everything Avram had done. And in that, when it says they refilled the wells, what it means is they tried to undo Avram's teachings. So the Torah tells us Yitzchak came back and redug the wells. Yitzchak started teaching again the same thing Avram taught. There's monotheism and we have to be monotheists. There's a creator to all these worlds. So why is it that with regards to Avram and Yitzchak alone, we find the digging of the wells, and by Yaakov, we don't find Yaakov digging any wells? Why is it that the Philistines fill in Avram's wells? Why didn't they come back and refill Yitzchak's wells? You know, he could do it twice. When it came to digging the wells, the idea is that each of the patriarchs had a way of influencing the world. Each one according to their traits. Avram's trait was chesed, love, kindness. And that was his way of spreading monotheism in the world. Yitzchak was Gvura and Yira, the idea that God is mighty and awesome. And after Yitzchak, Yaakov doesn't have to redig the well, because Yaakov was the one who combined the traits of Avram and Yitzchak. Yaakov had Chesed and Gvura. Yaakov doesn't have to bring to the world his synthesis of Avram and Yitzchak. What Avram taught was uncovered through Yitzchak, and what Yitzchak taught was around. So then Yaakov doesn't have to redo what they've already done. Why do the Philistines fill in Avram's wells? Sorry. And not Yitzchak's wells? So the work Beit Avram says that when a Jew takes something that he toils, something he works hard on, and it's something that stems from his fear of heaven, his awe of heaven, he thinks God is watching, there's a judge, there's a judgment day, So then something that stems from that feeling, there's a God in the world, I have to do this, that's something that cannot be undone. Avram's wells that stemmed... Avram's wells, thank you, that stemmed from love... That stemmed from love, things that stem from love, love can shift. You love this, you love that. Fear of heaven, that doesn't shift. Love, that can shift. So, fear is something that's connected to the toil, to the hard work. And that's why what Yitzchak did couldn't be undone, his work. Avram's, even though Avram's trait seems to be a higher level, the love of Hashem, but still that's something that can be shifted. That's the idea that we say you have to begin with awe of heaven and only then work towards love of heaven. Because the awe of heaven is going to be a constant. Once you have that, you have a basis off of which you can fluctuate. Love goes up, love goes down. Love shifts. It's very hard and practically impossible to be consistent in love. Avram's trait is something that's higher than Yitzchak's, but it's something that's shifting. It's dynamic. Yitzchak's is a basis that doesn't shift. And that's why every Jew has to begin with that simple task of thinking, there's a judge, there's a judgment day, and I better behave. Even though that's the most basic level. He doesn't love God. He doesn't have a real connection to God. He's just saying, I don't have much of a choice. Yeah, but that's something pure, and that's something that doesn't fall. Once you've gotten the concept, so that's a constant off of which you can work. And the final paragraph, should we go another? Yeah, we got another 2 minutes. We said we'd do 10 minutes. Okay, so based on this, we can understand why Yitzchak doesn't have tests. Because tests is relevant to love. When you have love, so then you can test it and you can see how pure the love is, how the love stands up to all tests. When it comes to the awe of heaven, that doesn't shift. There's the awe of heaven. That's it. God runs the world. What am I supposed to do with that? You don't need tests for that. And that's why we say, if you want to stand up to tests, tap into your fear of heaven. Don't try to do it out of love. Out of love is very hard. Begin by saying, I don't have a choice. He runs the show. When a person tries to stand up to a test and say, I love God, so of course I'm going to do this. He might not. You know, the Talmud says, Avod mi yir'ah, avod ma'ava. Serve Hashem out of fear, serve Hashem out of love. Serve Hashem out of love because you might come to hate Him. There are moments when you might. So remember that you love Him. And when you love, you shouldn't really hate. So you'll overtake those feelings. Serve Hashem out of fear, because you might come to rebel, to say, get out of here, I don't want to have anything to do with this. And if you fear, you'll feel like you can't say that. So those are two emotions that can plague a person. Fear is what keeps the awe of heaven is what keeps a person in line. The love is what can move him, propel him forward. And that's why when Avram stands up to the test of the Akedah, God tells him, now I know you're a God-fearing person. God doesn't tell him, now I know you love me. He says, now I know you're a God-fearing person. Avram's always about love and kindness, loving Hashem. Yeah, but at that moment when he had to stand up to the test, the tools he had to use was the awe of heaven.
Well, and a little bit slow at that moment, maybe.
Okay. And that's why Avram had 10 tests, because when it comes to the traits of love, there's room for tests. Yitzchak and Yaakov don't have it, because their traits are a stress of the awe of heaven. And that's why we say Avram kept the whole Torah. Because if you want to love, if you want to have that connection with heaven, so then you need the Torah and the mitzvahs. The Torah and the mitzvahs are the key for loving heaven. And the Rambam writes this idea. I mean, the Rambam preceded him by a millennium, but... What?
That was a mistaken thing, because, you know, love is more speculative, because you might not have it, but it was a mistake for me to think that one's the stronger motivator than the other. It's just one is for most people, more with the word formal. You know, you can lose that.
And the same idea of modesty we find by Avram, where we don't find by anyone else, because love is something that needs modesty, that needs more care, more caution, more concern. And that's why by Avram alone we find these points, because his trait was love. He stood up to 10 tests. He kept the whole Torah. And the other patriarchs who had a greater stress on the awe of heaven keeps a person in line. He doesn't need all these other tools as much. And that's why the stress on the 10 tests and the keeping the whole Torah and the modesty is only by Avram, because his trait was focused on the love of heaven and the kindness.
Is there any-